This is where it all started, Imperial Packing, where they did the hams. Okay.
Inside the derelict beechnut plant on the banks of the Mohawk River, Canajoharie Village Mayor Francis Avery and Police Chief Brian McFadden led a tour through dark, flooded rooms that once processed and packaged generations worth of baby food. The partially demolished 1 million square foot facility was founded here in 1891. Expanded over the years, today it is contaminated with asbestos and black mold. 10 years ago, the plant, along with the village, was pounded by flooding. Though floral curtains still hang in some office windows, Chief McFadden says the facility has been stripped of copper and other materials.
Last time I was here, I didn't believe that these panels were gone.
I didn't know it either.
I think somebody's been in here.
If you ask Mayor Avery what he wants to do with the old plant, his answer is simple: tear it down.
All of it.
The village has wrestled with the property since it was shut down in 2009. Beechnut moved to a new site in the nearby town of Florida. But while the state provided funding to help relocate the business, the old plant was left alone. The current owner has not paid taxes on the property in years, and the village is hoping to foreclose. Avery says because the plant is in a floodplain, it would make it difficult to reuse. He also has doubts about the neighboring warehouses.
So the Beechnut management told us it costs them at least $1 million to put a number of doors in for tractor trailers and loading docks to accommodate their needs, and it wasn't worth it. That's where the saying came from, and they told me the warehousing was the fourth horse in a three-horse race.
With water pooling on the floors and wires hanging from the ceiling, it's easy to get discouraged by the site's appearance.
It's like a chicken that falls into a piranha pond.
That's Bill Rohr, senior planner with the Montgomery County Business Development Center. Rohr is not ruling out any possibilities.
If we can get money to demolish it, if we can get money to rehab it, if we can get the investors, that's whatever the most pragmatic way is. If we don't do this, the stakes are, I should say, the consequences are incredibly serious because this dominates the downtown, dominates the whole village.
Elizabeth Okeke von Batten, program director of the American Architecture Foundation, traveled from Washington to see the decrepit factory.
There is so much potential in this structure, you know, whether the village and the county decide to reuse parts of it or to try something completely different on the site.
Canajoharie has been selected to take part in AAF's Sustainable Cities Design Academy. As part of the program, the community leaders meet locally and will also head to Washington later this summer for a workshop with leaders from other cities that they hope will give them answers they need to transform the old plant. Montgomery County Executive Matt Ossenfort said the team knew from the beginning that it would take a whole host of stakeholders to find solutions for Canajoharie.
We're just continuing to move the ball down the field, bring on team members, bring on expertise, and hopefully bring on resources so we can get to a point within hopefully what is just a couple short years to see this site be turned from a symbol of our past to a promising symbol of our future.
For a slideshow of the old factory, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.